In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is a blessed Sunday, third Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor, and it's a first Sunday in the Holy Nativity fast, Kulusanam Tutayibin. And we see the Gospel reading from St. Luke telling us about how to be his disciple, how to be the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he indicated for us three or four essential criteria to be his disciple. Four essential criteria to be his disciple. First, the disciple of the Lord should know his priority. Should know his priority. What is our priority in our life to be his disciple? Priority is God himself. When he said, if anyone come to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And here we come and ask ourselves, how we say God is love, how we say that God is, he is complete in his love, and he asked us to hate ourselves and hate our families. But here's the true interpretation for this, is that it's relative. We consider anything beside God is nothing. We put our Lord as the first priority. So if you compare our love to the worldly things, to our relative, we consider them hater, considering to or comparing to the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we still love our relatives, we still love ourselves, because God give us this honor to taking care of ourselves and our families. And we should share love, but if this love will be a hinder between me and God, so this considered a hater. So we put God as the first priority in our life. That's why St. Paul in Romans said, for if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. So first feature or first criteria to be a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ is to know my priority in life, is to build a relation with God, to put God my first priority in life. The second is bearing the cross. The second criteria for the disciple is bearing the cross. Bearing the cross means when he said, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Actually, St. John Chrysostom meditated in this, and he said, our Lord didn't ask us to carry a wooden cross and just walk with it. To carry the cross or bear the cross is not just to put your cross and just show that you are Christian. No. Bearing the cross, as St. John Chrysostom said, it's either by ascetism with regard to our bodies. Ascetism with regard to our bodies. And also is a compassionate to our relative. This is bearing the cross. So I look at my body needs, and I just take just any humble thing for my body needs. Don't make it over, or don't take over what my body needs. And also to be compassionate to my relative. And St. Cyril the Great, he got more further and explained to us the rest of the reading. He said, bearing the cross is one of two. Is to, like one built a tower, what we heard in the Bible today, when we built a tower, that means we raise in our relation with God, and we continue our battle against evil. So bearing the cross is to gain virtue, to build a tower. You mean the tower, it means connect from earth and heaven. You build a tower to reach to heaven. You build a virtue to become more closer to God. And at the same time, you continue battling, continue your battle with the devil. This actually is bearing the cross. And the third criteria for the disciple of the Lord, that we should be the salt of the earth. What is the main character for the salt? We put the salt on the food. We put in the food with a very little amount, but this little amount give its effect. So when we humbled ourselves in our society, in our homes, in our church, when we humble ourselves just a little bit, humble ourselves, it will give its effect. And actually, when he said, it's not good to put in the dunghill, you know, in this time, like 2,000 years ago, they used the salt to just make sure the trash pile, they used to collect the trash in certain place. So they used salt just to prevent worms and prevent microbes and disease to spread from the trash. So being a salt on the earth for the Christian, that we give a witness to our Lord Jesus Christ, that we witness him in our activity, witness him in our behavior, witness him in our relationship, this is the salt of the earth. And the fourth criteria is to hear. When he said, who has ears to hear, let him hear. So the disciple should have an open ear to hear his master, to hear his teacher. I tell you, most of the time, we hear the gospel, we hear the teaching in the church, and the first thing come to my mind, this teaching is not for me. I'm away past this point. This teaching, maybe it's for this man who sit beside me, or this woman who sit beside me. Most of the time, whatever we hear, we consider it not for ourselves. Consider it just for someone else. But I tell you, to be a good disciple to our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to train yourself to hear his voice. Even if you hear the same passage every day, if you hear the Bible every day, the same passage, every day you come out with a new teaching, and you consider every teach is just for you to practice in yourself. I will conclude with a very nice story from the monks. One of the fathers, his disciple came to him and told him, can you come and read for us the gospel? Just read for us and teach us. So he collected his disciple around him and start to read. He opened the Bible and just he read one verse, just one verse. And he said, glory be to God forever and ever, amen. And closed his Bible, and he was willing to leave them and to turn back to his cell. So his disciple told him, why? We ask you to teach us. So he told them, actually, when I read this verse, I need some time to practice what God told me today. So he gives them a lesson that whatever we read from the Bible, it's a message for me. Whatever we read, whatever we hear, it's a message for me. So the good disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, first, he knew his priority, that God is our priority. Second is to bear the cross, which means we live in asceticism regard to our bodies and compassion to our relatives. And third is to be a salt of the earth. And fourth is to hear his voice. May our Lord open our hearts to hear his voice and to do and act, not just hear. And the glory be to God forever and ever.